With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. U.S. President Joe Biden and Republican rival former President Trump meet for the first general election debate of the 2024 season.
President Biden, the Democratic incumbent, heralded the economy under his watch. He also said he's the only president this decade that doesn't have any troops dying anywhere in the world. He claims Mr. Trump is the only president since Hoover to lose more jobs when he left the White House than he had going into the presidency. President Trump said since Mr. Biden has occupied the White House, the economy has suffered, our presence in the world has diminished, and the handling of COVID and Afghanistan were embarrassing. He said President Biden has only created jobs for migrants and inflation is killing the economy. This is the first debate between a sitting president and a former president, and one where both candidates are defending their age. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, a pair of former Uvalde school law enforcement officers are indicted over the response to the 2022 deadly school shooting. Former Uvalde school police chief Pete Arredondo and former school police officer Adrian Gonzalez face several felony charges of abandoning and endangering a child. The shooting at Robb Elementary left 19 children and two teachers dead. Oklahoma's top education official ordering public schools to incorporate the Bible into lessons for grades 5 through 12. The state superintendent said immediate and strict compliance is expected. That Walgreens near you could be closing down soon.
Walgreens is finalizing a plan to fix its business that could result in the closure of hundreds of additional stores in the next 3 years. CEO Tim Wentworth told analysts Thursday morning that changes are imminent for about 25% of the company's stores, which he said were underperforming. The drugstore chain currently runs more than 8,600 in the United States. Wentworth said the company's plan could include the closing of a significant portion of some 2,100 stores. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. British nurses fight transgenderism.
Five women who work at Darlington Memorial Hospital say they're being forced to share a changing room with a man who is living as a woman. They have filed suit against Britain's national health care system for sexual harassment and sex discrimination. The nurses say when they complained about having to change in the presence of a man, their supervisors told them to, quote, broaden their mindset and be more inclusive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group that tracks anti-Semitism in Germany says it recorded an overall increase of more than 80% in incidents last year, with well over half the total coming after Muslim terrorists attacked Israel last October. The RAAS group recorded nearly 4,800 anti-Semitic incidents in Germany in 2023, ranging from anti-Jewish comments to outright attacks. That compared with about 2,600 in 2022. This is SRN News. Crash investigators are sanctioning Boeing for releasing information about a sensitive investigation over a door plug blowout. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The National Transportation Safety Board cannot fine Boeing, but has issued a sanction over the aircraft maker violating its rules and a signed agreement by publicly speculating on the cause of that door panel blowout on an Alaska Airlines MAX 9 jet over Oregon in January. Boeing's accused of providing non-public information about the incident to the media this week and suggesting the NTSB was looking to hold a person responsible, which the board says is not its focus. Boeing has apologized. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pilots were able to land the Alaska Airlines plane safely, and there were no injuries. More details at srnnews.com.